introduce the next leader, Steph. Oh, sorry, just one. Sova Julia Lee. Sudan Julia Lee. Currently lives in Philadelphia, where she edits Quarterly Press, a small chapbook series dedicated to new artists of color. Her books include Perfect Villages, Octopus Books, and Mental Commitment, Robov, Portable Press, at Yo-Yo Labs. She also has a new book titled Underground National, forthcoming from Factory School in 2010. I'm reading Adam's handwriting.
Sorry about that.
All right, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for inviting me to participate in the series and for all of you for coming out tonight on Thursday. I'm always so thankful when people make time for literature in their lives, and I just think that we're part of a really beautiful movement here in Philadelphia to love language and to celebrate it. So I really I'm so grateful for this space, and thank you to the Blue Banana Cafe for hosting us. Poets are nomads. So it's really marvelous to have spaces that welcome us and give us a home. I'm just going to read some poems from this book, That Gorgeous Feeling. And a lot of people ask me, what is that gorgeous feeling? And for me, that gorgeous feeling is that feeling when I'm overwhelmed by the beauty of a Hong Kong film. And there's this one filmmaker named Wong Kar-wai. I don't know if any of you are familiar with his work. He's kind of like a sort of artsy director guy. But he films these really beautiful, his settings are so gorgeous, and they're often set in Hong Kong, Macau, like deep Southeast Asia, Bangkok, you know, Angkor, and stuff like that. They're just like amazing spaces. And I noticed that when I watch his movies, I have this deep sense of like, I don't know how to explain it, I get overcome by something. And so I really wanted my book to tap into that kind of feeling. And that's just a little background on that. I'm going to start with some selections from a poem I actually never read. This is the first time I'm going to be reading parts of it in public. And it's called Yellow Fever. Anyone familiar with Yellow Fever? A couple? So Yellow Fever is actually an illness. It's a sickness people get. It's carried through water, I think. But Yellow Fever is also a slang term for folks who like Asian women. Unreasonably so. And just being an Asian woman in the city, I think that you could have like, you know, whatever, you could look like whatever, but just the fact that you're Asian, people are going to make comments at you. And so this is my sort of like talking, thinking about that phenomenon and speaking a little bit to those people who do that. So this is just some parts from it. So Yellow Fever. Desire is a color and with a fragrance. The theme song is a march for string. Something silk that transforms fabulously into knits. Everything is not the color of peonies. Can't have an acrid stink or leave a stain. We disagree over many things. I am not made of liquid, catatonic prior to vibration, nor as resonant. When I am alone, empty space doesn't lean closer for collapse. This form holds another, and its consequence cannot be rewound. Having an invisible exoskeleton, meaning the eyes are delicate half-moons with swords, provides some small shield. When I say held at bay, the world is not fondled, nor am I taking the shape of the atmosphere electrified. The space between forecast and thought, between the structures embracing my eye, amazingly, what we both look upon marks different stations. What I see resembles. The heart is an olive, the shape of a box, capturing the slightest dissonance. My eyelid creases not once, twice, but three unearthly times as it engages its circumference. My younger sister is time for desperation. She causes you to stop with her agitated stance. She is a perfect ideological yin, made wireless and cat-like, bending receptively, all the time contriving to keep paper shades pulled tight around her body. We all make mistakes. She is sensuous and plastic, animated, hydraulic, afloat in a flood of lights, red-tipped and sweet, as you can figure it. Walk the edge in fury, hiss at those turns. Patter myself against a jagged drop, observe. wailing against the storm's teeth, the birch leaf torn apart in the gale. Everything is brightness in this slanting eye. I hate the color jade. I have an organ. Excuse me, I have an extra organ.
It's a horrible time for the mic.
Oh, there you go. I think I turned this off. Sorry. I have an extra organ, and with it, I am very sensitive. I can tell things that are secret and feel things otherwise not to be spoken. This secret organ is an engine, and with that, at the center of desire, collapses. What runs through the veins is wholesome and lusty. I am mysterious and juicy. I'm revved up by your hungry chin, and I like dogs. This also is the fluid emitted from the perilous eye, dry with grit and glaring. My temper is gigantic. When it explodes, the urban locus is lost to this and the next century. I guess we're consigned to run the sewers, slide rules and MacBooks in hand, dragging laundry sacks behind us. But I forget our nobility, how we rose to join the ranks, consulting, stitched in stretchy cosmopolitan miniskirts. Is this the face of the new millennium? Because I hear, and because sound can be easily mistaken, we have to sometimes make do with flesh. Is there solace in the fierce ending that skin can rapture and burst? Never fear future words. The birthing lies hidden, tucked inside the current tongue. Out loud can do no wrong, she says, tears me from my middle name. Genuflecting the ancestors, my acne dispossessed. Hybrid, hysterical, the fit may lapse in the same calligraphic stroke, remodeling I into pretty thing. My own private foretelling pronounces that any satisfaction is a mystery. I'm going to read this one poem. I have a section in here called Perfect Villagers, which was previously a chapbook. And in that section, I basically rethink, I imagine the relationship between the East, you know, Asia, and the West, the U.S. and Western Europe, through celebrity figures, and how how people like Bruce Lee, for example, have international appeal, but they mean different things in their various contexts. And so here I look at how someone like Bruce Lee gets kind of like bounced back and forth from Hong Kong to the U.S. and back, and how his value of design changes throughout that relationship.